5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Oh, I got a big blue one. And a tick.
Put moron number two on the phone.
That's a bit yucky.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
I feel good.
Stuck under the bed, Bill.
For an hour.
Oh, I think it was an hour. Big edition, middle of the week, of course. Hump Day quiz coming up.
Yeah.
Clark, love when he comes in. And then Nathan Murphy, second hour. Geez, he's playing good footy for the
Collingwood
Club. Yep.
Yeah.
And his old man, Sean, is a great mate of my brother's. And did the cornices at my joint. He was a plasterer. Australia's premier cornice man, he used to call himself. he's a good fellow.
And his uncle is no good.
Rhinoceros. and then, of course, we get Hose in because there's some nice feedback on the show and how it's going. Hello to you, Fat.
And a joke. I might have two today, Jim.
Well, I don't reckon.
Had a bad week with police and crimes and things, so we'll get to that later on.
Yeah, no, that'll be good.
Hey, what Olivia Newton-John movie did you watch last night?
I didn't watch any
TV. Oh, they were all on. They were all on every channel, which was fantastic. Mm-hmm. So I have had a look at Grease. How good was Grease?
Brilliant.
There's a bit in it, actually. It's a bit spicy at times.
Well, hello.
Yes, not bad.
Johnny Zuko, or what was his? Was it Johnny? Yeah. Johnny Zuko.
Yeah, mate, it was fantastic. And then there was Xanadu on the other station and all that. Yep. And she's on the front of the Herald Sun, and we'll miss her. What a lovely lady.
Beautiful
lady.
Fantastic. Yep. So, brilliant.
Hello, Rabs.
But right now, over at the sports desk, the former skipper of the St Patrick's under-13Bs, Ian Maurice, has padded up and ready for his first delivery of all those overnight scores from home and abroad.
Thanks very much, Matthew. Good afternoon to you and to everyone.
Oh, mate. That is the funniest. If you put that on, the 12th man.
Yeah. The original.
Super Sleuth. Slippery Sam.
There's all these horses.
Every horse with an S on its name. You think she's a shut up?
Oh,
Bill, I'm telling you. The amount of car trips when I was in my 20s that either Rodney or that on the CD player.
But didn't you
from start to finish?
You did it with your kids.
Oh, kids down from Broome.
That's right.
Now, it was their first introduction to both of them. They couldn't believe how rude Rodney was.
It's a bit blue.
Oh, fantastic. Time now for a wrap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
After 15 years of AFL football, Hawthorn captain Ben McAvoy has announced he will retire at the end of the year,
Jim. Been a star.
Has been a great player, the boy from Deterang, Mount Beauty, up there in the hills. Played 91 games for the Saints. Then he came to Hawthorn. I reckon a few said, I think he's done already. He's had enough. Yep. Played 159 games for the Hawks, two premierships. Well done to him, 2014, 2015. Played his 250th game last week. Well done, big boy, McAvoy. Yes.
A good bloke too. We've had him on this show.
Yes,
maybe really
got
good
a
fella.
Farm now out there. Yes. Jay-Z's coming along shortly. He'll tell you about Ben Cunnington.
Yes, great story. Yep.
The Duck Wayne Carey was on the midweek rub. Ducky boy, one of ours, of course. And he had this to say today.
I think everyone knows that Steve-O and I aren't best mates. That's not a puzzle. So why this keeps coming up, I don't know. What he did leave out was that at the end of the night, Steve-O and I actually had a couple of beers together and left together. So we were standing out the front, both waiting for our respective Ubers to leave the particular venue. So he left that out.
Hear the full segment on Listener app.
That's right. Right now on Listener, Triple M Melbourne as well, straight after us from 6 p.m. That's just a short snippet of what Duck said. There's a little bit more to it than
that.
Did
he have a crack at any media, which he probably could have?
Potentially.
Oh, we'll tease it. All right, then. Some tennis. Serena Williams has announced she is evolving away from tennis. She's not retiring, Jim.
Well, is she going to play tennis anymore?
No.
So she's retiring?
No, she doesn't like the word retiring. So she's evolving away from tennis.
But she's retiring.
I'm here, quote unquote, I'm here to tell you that I'm evolving away from tennis.
Evolving away
from tennis towards other things that are important to me, including my family.
Why wouldn't you just say my time as a player has come to an end?
And I've come to an end.
Yeah.
I'm with you. She won 23 Grand Slams.
Freakish.
Is she the greatest woman player ever?
Well, you could argue that because Big Marge didn't have as much to beat back in her day, the superstar.
Margaret Court, 24 Grand Slams.
But she was a part-time player for the last 5 years too, Serena.
Oh, exactly.
And she still managed to win.
Exactly. 4 Olympic gold medals she won along the way. So, been a star, absolute star. Good luck as she evolves. Jim, the golf. What's happening there? Because let me play this for you. Because our man, Cam Smith, was on air today. There's a lot of rumours doing the rounds, Jim, about Cam. Is he going to leave? Is he not?
Yes.
And he actually spoke today. Here's Cam Smith.
My goal here is to win the FedEx Cup playoffs. That's all I'm here for. If there's something I need to say regarding the PGA Tour or LIV, it will come from Cameron Smith, not Cameron Percy. I'm a man of my word, and whenever you guys need to know anything, it'll be said by me.
And just following up on that, you being a man of your word, you know, the Telegraph is reporting that you've signed and are going. Would you like to say yes or no to that?
I have no comment to that.
A little whack for Cam Percy, by the way, who said they're gone, him and, Mark Leishman.
Mark Leishman, Oh, look, Bill, where there's smoke, there's fire is always what we think.
Yes.
So the fact that it's been circling now for a while that a lot he has gone, but he's going to leave at the end of the playoffs.
So what's the FedEx? Tell the people what
that's
that means.
The player of the postseason, if you like, in golf, and they earn a fortune. It used to be 10 mil. I think it's even more than that now.
Ooh, right.
So he's obviously sticking around to see if he can win that.
So and that's this week?
Well, they start. I think they play 4 tournaments.
Right,
And you gradually halve the field. So you end up with the best 30 playing in the ultimate event. Right-o. And that's played, I think, in Atlanta, the old Bobby Jones course. Anyway, he's trying to win that. Fair enough. He deserves his spot in that field. And then after that, the suspicion is that he will jump over to the other comp.
Right. Yes, for $100 million.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's can't listen to radio. Hump Day Quiz.
Oh.
When one of the great survivors, actually, this segment, never reaches any great heights.
Jim.
No one really enjoys it too much.
They do. They love it.
The contestants come on and they're not that sort of excited to be a part of it.
It's radio's number one quiz. I tell you what, a close second is that quiz that happens on Saturday on Triple M.
No.
That's a very good one, too.
It isn't.
Two of the best quizzes.
So why do we hand segments over to you when you're not capable of delivering on them?
Very good point.
So we got some from last week?
We do.
Lego is turning 90. How do South Australians pronounce Lego?
Just an example there.
South Australians.
Yeah, that's the quiz master.
Because you guys go, Lego.
No.
No, what do you say?
Lego.
Lego, that's right. I don't know why you do that. You say some silly things, fair dinkum, you South Australians.
So 133353 is the number.
Yes.
We want contestants. We want them to be excited, up and about, ready to be a part of the Hump Day Quiz.
And it is GK. General knowledge.
We know what that means.
No, you didn't know what it means.
$200 Neverland store voucher. By the way, the Neverland warehouse sale is back 9th to the 11th of September. Prices from just $15.30. Warwick Avenue, Preston. Don't miss out.
How much? Netherland? How much? Neverland?
Neverland.
Oh, my God.
We've lost a sponsor. Where's Paul? I want Paul to ring up.
Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Ring now. If you listen to it, this is TSL, Jim.
Oh, no, it isn't.
We need more cue.
No, it isn't.
Jay-Z Clark in the studio next with all the latest AFL news.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Hey, good to have Matty back with us, by the way. Matty Haywood.
Welcome back. He's been in Perth.
In the booth, and now he's here.
Exactly. Great to see him. And, geez, he was quickly into our sandwiches and lollies.
Didn't take him long.
Right. Wow,
who have we got?
From Sandwich Mama. Hey, we got Jackie Boy there from Herne Hill. Hello, Jackie Boy.
King of Kings, King of Geelong, how are we going?
Yeah, that's it. You barrack for North Melbourne, Jack.
I do. Go the Kangas. I was
going to say, you got a good sound about you, Jack. You look like you're a smart man, an intelligent man.
He's a teacher, Jim.
Yeah, good, well, there you go.
Exactly.
And also a Kangas fan. Well done to you.
Herne Hill, you haven't bumped into Aaron Finch in Herne Hill, have you?
No, down at the Geelong Cricket Club. We haven't bumped into him for a little while, but he's been down there before, so it's been good.
He wouldn't play too many grade games these days.
How many games has he played for Geelong, Jack?
Oh, not that many lately. Used to play a few and make lots of hundreds, but that's about it. We haven't seen him for a while.
No, I think he's Who's
the little fella?
Yeah.
And his son is going to be a beauty too.
Peak. Clinton Peake's
young fella, they tell me. Jack is a very good young boy.
Very good young player. Very good young player. He's going to be real good.
Played against his dad back in the day.
Only a small little boy.
Yeah, he used to bowl these very nude little finger spinners, but he's a decent batter and a good fella.
Yep. All the best, Jackie boy. And then we talk to Paulie. Hello, Paulie.
Hello, Billy. Hello, JB. How are we all?
Oi. Where's Paulie ringing from?
The car.
Oh, right.
Ringing from the car.
Well, sounds
Mount
like
Martha.
It. And you're on your way to work. You work at the Langy.
Langmine Hotel, mate. The Rubbity Dub.
Get
them drunk and throw them out.
What do you do? Barman.
Bar Paul, beers, bit of CAB, bit of bottle shop. I get back to rest.
Got now, Paulie.
Tab license. That's good.
Are you Blues going to get there?
No,
mate. No, they're out.
Paulie, they're 8-2.
Yeah, mate, we were flying. I used to go to Bunnings every Monday morning, get my gaffer tape to put the bin on it.
Listen to him.
Oh, I played golf today with Sammy Paulie, who's a mad blue.
And?
Turned 50, Sammy. Not happy.
Not happy.
No. He said, they've tickled my balls again. That's what he said.
But it's all building for next year.
You've taken
another step.
I agree.
They're
better.
They are better, Paulie.
All right.
Righto, Jackie boy. You're Jackie boy, and Paulie, you're Paulie.
Easy.
Righto, here we go. The Commonwealth Games all over and done with. Well done, Australia. Of course, we've been talking about that. Name two.
Bruns.
Name two Victorian regions where the 2026.
Jack.
Oh, yes, Jack.
Geelong and Ballarat.
Bang, bang.
I got a good feeling about Jack. Yeah. You might be up against it here, Paulie.
Come on. Geelong, Ballarat, Gippsland and Bendigo are just some of the country regions.
Not Wodonga.
Albury, Wodonga.
Wodonga and Albury.
Well, Albury's in New South Wales.
Yeah, but so it might have to be Wodonga then.
Yeah, Wodonga, Jim, right where Big Ben is.
Yes, right.
Number two now. What movie was Jim trying to describe here? She was on a train, wasn't she, that wouldn't stop?
It was a bus.
Yeah, same thing. Keanu. Oh, what was it called, Bill?
The bus.
I think Paulie, the show was not called The Bus.
The Bus Don't Stop Here.
There's a bomb on the bus. Paulie?
The Nick Cave one. Tip me tongue.
It's really quick.
Yeah, Speed.
Speed. I don't remember Nick Cave.
Nick Cave.
Speed is the name of the show.
Was, Keanu Reeves. Something Con. Nick Cave. No, probably not.
No. One all.
Con Air. Yeah, right. There we go. Number three now. Good quiz, Jim. I can feel it.
Oh, yes.
Nearest to the pin,
oh, no.
Jim.
Oh,
not again.
How many games has Sydney's Josh Kennedy played in his career?
Jack.
Yes.
274.
All right. And Paulie?
That's not. Shut up.
253.
Oh. No, Jack wins it because he's nearest the pin.
Yeah, that's it. What's the number?
290.
All right. So that's a good win for Jack.
A good even number.
Nearest the pin.
Yeah. Still don't really get it.
No, we know.
No, Jack. Righto, here we go. We pay tribute yesterday. We did pay tribute to Olivia Newton-John. Sing the next line of this song from Greece.
Jack.
Yes, Paulie.
Grease lightning, go, grease lightning.
Paulie, beautiful Paulie.
All right, so she's a ring-a-ding.
That'd be at the Langy, I reckon.
A legitimate two apiece.
It is.
We haven't even had to fudge it.
No.
All right.
You haven't. Alan Moffat was a champion of which sport?
Jack.
V8.
Yeah!
Another win to the Kangaroos.
Well done, Jackie boy.
We can't help winning stuff.
Alan Moffat, what a star he was.
What a star, champion. Shut up, Robert. I don't even think that's funny.
It's part
I'm getting rid of that button off that bloody machine. No, hey, Jack.
Four Bathurst.
Thanks.
It's coming your way.
A $200 Neverland store voucher, mate. The home of Australian streetwear. Neverlandstore.com.au.
Awesome, gents. Have a ripper afternoon.
You all too, right, buddy.
The warehouse sale back, by the way.
Mm-hmm. And Paulie.
11th of September. What does Paulie get?
Paulie gets a grilled voucher. Make sure you try their salt, bush and pepper, onion rings from Grilled. They're 100% natural, gluten-friendly and vegan.
Right up your alley, Paulie.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Well played, Jack, and the Blues were gone.
Oh, he's off him.
He's off him.
He's off him.
A lot of Carlton supporters are when they. I know that you'd be disappointed. Well, they've been 8-2.
They've been down for a long time, and they suddenly think they're up and they're in the finals.
But
and
it
then
takes time. You've got to take these
and Fossey's
steps.
And Fossey's a very good boy, so they'll be right.
Yep.
All right.
Speaking of the Blues, Jay-Z Clark with your latest AFL news, not too far away.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Him who went to the Japanese opera, they sang in Italian with some sublines.
Sublines?
Jim?
If it's happening in footy...
Jeepers, have the headlines been coming thick and fast?
This man will be all over it.
Let you get Jay-Z in.
All right.
And talk footy.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
He's going to try and get back out there.
It's Jay-Z Clark.
Of course it is. Welcome to you, mate.
Hello, Jim. Thanks for having me. They've got to get back out there stuff. It's gone to a new level. I'm getting all sorts of social media pestering on it, so it's real. I've really got to... I'm not sure. Do I embrace it, Jim, or do I just knock it on the head?
Well, don't do what the Chompers did.
No.
What
did
the Chompers for years tried to get filthied up at it, and that just meant you got more.
Yeah. Right.
So in the end, you just got to embrace it.
Embrace it. Yeah. Right. And laugh.
Yes.
Laugh at it.
Enjoy.
Brody you stuff Grundy. A few things up, so just laugh at it all.
I'm going to have a big summer, Bill. I'm going to work on my speaking. And looking forward to a big 2023.
I might come with you.
You and me.
Brody Grundy.
Yes.
Surely doesn't move to Melbourne.
Oh, it's a big story, Jim, which I broke yesterday. But look, it's fascinating.
You broke just dropped that one in there, little Jay-Z. I like that.
A bit of theatre
for us. Some other blokes were taking credit for it.
Oh, no, they try and swan in on the story sometimes.
So you got it first. Well done, Jay-Z.
Story start here.
Let's just wait and see if it happens.
Hey.
That's a point.
Well, I just said there was other interest, Jim. Don't worry about it.
Right, tell us about it.
Right, so let's be honest. Brodie Grundy is on the nose at Collingwood. He's on a bumper deal, $950,000 a year, and they're trying to clear space for Dan McStay, Bobby Hill. Been talking about this. What will Jordan DeGoey do? And Tim Taranto at GWS is a player of interest. So how do they clear this cap space? They've got $950,000 a year on Brodie Grundy. Jeez. And quite clearly they have said to that star ruckman, explore your options. Ooh. Big fella. So they have been proactive. He has met GWS, already had an interview. He has met Melbourne, Max Gawn, Alan Richardson, Simon Goodwin, and Geelong is also another club, Bill.
Has he met with them?
I'm not sure he has.
Right.
But they're more of backseat operators in the Brodie Grundy race. But Melbourne are, as we sit here right now, Melbourne is the front runners. If Brodie Grundy moves, Luke Jackson leaves, they need a second ruckman. Simon Goodwin has said, we want to play two rucks. And Brodie Grundy, like the ruck market, it's not that strong, Bill.
No.
There's not a lot of gun big blokes out there. So they sit there and they ask Max Gawn, just like they did Tom Hawkins about Jeremy Cameron. They say, can we bring in the Hawk? They say to Max Gawn, do you want Brodie Grundy to come in? Now, Max Gawn's 31. It's his 13th season. He's had two ACLs, right? They need to protect and support him next year. And Max Gawn has said, I'm happy to play a bit more forward if he can bring in the big fella to lead the ruck division, help the superstar midfield brigade, and potentially.
But.
Yeah.
What? So he leaves Collingwood.
Yep.
Collingwood are going to have to pay.
Yes.
Because how much are they paying still with Treloar?
$250,000.
So they're paying Collingwood are paying $250,000 of his contract.
Yep.
So what would they have to pay for Brodie Grundy for him to go to Melbourne if it happened?
$250,000 to $300,000 again.
Oh,
so that's in excess of $500,000.
They're paying for nothing, for none.
For two players to be playing at other clubs.
Yeah.
But these are Collingwood's options. They can spend $5 million over the next 5 years on Brodie Grundy, or they can spend $1.5 million to essentially move him on and get some other players who they think will help him. Now, the other part of this deal, Jim and Bill, is... What's the pick arrangement, right? Mm. So Melbourne, if Luke Jackson leaves, as we expect, Melbourne will want two first-round picks, probably late ones, from Fremantle.
Two, yep.
Now, what does Collingwood want for Brodie Grundy?
Yep. They want a first-rounder.
A first-rounder at least.
Yeah.
But what if it's a back-end? Like, what if it's pick sort of 15, 16? Does that get it done?
And they want to move him on, so it might work.
Might work. So if they pay a bit of the salary... They get maybe a first-round pick from Melbourne, and Brodie Grundy could line up in Melbourne colours, round one, Max Gawn at the full forward squad. It's the biggest trade.
So could there be
ball.
Collingwood, Melbourne, Freo, could there be a big
three-wayer,
a menage a trois?
Did Goody speak today?
I don't know what that is.
No, don't even think about it.
I don't even know what that is.
Did we hear from Goody today?
He certainly did, and he was asked, have you met with Brody Grundy. He wouldn't confirm that, but he did say, Rabsy, that they want to play two rucks next season.
But I've been pretty clear with this over a number of years. I'm not going to speculate and talk about players from opposition clubs. It's something that we don't do. Clearly in our industry, people are going around looking at how they can potentially improve their lists in the years going forward. But to be honest, that's not my focus at the moment. My focus is purely on Carlton this week and how we play our best footy and how we continue to build our current season that we've got now. Now, we've spoken about Luke a lot. You know, we're going to give him the most amount of time for him to make his decision. And we don't know what that decision is at the moment. So we'll continue to build contingencies. We'll continue to work with Luke and giving him the best environment possible to want to stay here. And Luke will make that decision when the time's right. Mm.
So recruiting sources are expecting Jackson to go to Fremantle and think Melbourne are in the box seat for Brody Grant.
Wow. So I hope one of the ruckmen at Collingwood don't break down.
Dunkley? Mm.
Yes, so Western Bulldogs, these negotiations have dragged out with Josh Dunkley. He is still out of contract. Now, we have confirmed that Port Adelaide is an interested party. They've spoken to Liam Pickering, Josh Dunkley's manager, about his intentions and haven't got a clear feeling.
James.
Is that the Pickers?
Well, it gives a big nose on Liam.
Well, it's not that big.
So every time his name gets brought up.
Sorry, yes. We're being serious here, James.
And he would love that too.
Oh, no, he loves it. He gets around it.
The big nose.
Have they still filthied up a bit the Dogs when he tried to leave Josh Dunkley? Is there any residue of that?
Yeah, I do get a feeling that it's not as smooth, the negotiation so far. So when he tried to go to Essendon and he requested that trade, Bulldogs said, right, you're under contracts if you go. We want two first round picks. And Essendon said, no way. And history's going to show that that was probably a good call from Essendon.
Well, now, they're not keen again?
Well, I think they want to keep their pick and they got sort of other priorities. Right. I think they want another speedy halfback and they need a big bloke in the key forward. I think their midfield's okay. But Port Adelaide are interested, but crucially, they're not going to give their top 10 pick. Their first pick will be off limits in any Josh Dunkley deal. So then the Western Bulldogs go, well, what are we actually going to get from him? Now, he is a special talent, I think.
And he got dropped last week.
I wonder whether Essendon, who had a crack at him a year ago, and they missed out on Ben King, I wonder whether Essendon have a go at Mitch Georgiades down the track. Do you like him?
I like him.
Superstar centre forward.
He's going to be all right. He's only a kid.
Why is Camperdown Ken dropping him?
Especially when Marshall didn't play. He had COVID, and they dropped Georgiades. I couldn't believe it.
Wouldn't shock me if the Bombers go hard for him.
Do Cripps go, Carlton Hill? Go again on Cripps? Are we going to find that out next?
Yes.
Tease him over the break, Jay-Z.
Yes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Did you see your former president, old Flog here, getting some merchandise from Carly at the club?
Jay-Z Clark is in the studio.
Cripper, what a Carlton do?
Yes, I don't think they challenge a two-match suspension. He's got to be on the sidelines as Carlton try and put together a patchwork quilt, a manufactured makeshift sort of midfield in his absence. They're missing Hewitt, Kennedy, Bill, and now Cripps. So,
got Walsh.
Without him,
Shearer.
How do they beat Melbourne and Collingwood? They need one win over the next two games. So they got Walsh, they got Shearer, they got Dow, they got Zach Fisher.
Yes.
The Will Setterfield in the wing didn't get much of it. Do they bring him into the on board? Do they try and rate him through there? What about Jack Martin? I mean, that's the thing. Like, how are they going to go against the might of Melbourne's midfield? I think Michael Voss has to come up with some sort
of... to play himself.
That's a good. He's got to get back out there.
He's got to get back out there.
That's what he's got to do. So could be one of them. It would be a coaching miracle if they can somehow engineer some sort of clearance winning ways against Melbourne. They need to win one of the next two. Of course, Crippers Brownlow hopes a shot. I don't think they're going to be back at the tribunal in a day's time. Did you guys agree with the two-match ban?
Yeah, if you leave the ground and knock someone out, I think that's fair enough. Although it's a very inconsistently adjudicated situation.
Well, I think they buggered up the Rioli one in the first place.
Yes.
Because the AFL rules say if you elect a bump and you get him in the head, Bill, they get concussed. Well, then
you know what else? If you run into a hard bloke like Matty Rowe, and who doesn't go down, you're saved. So if you're going to do it, you've got to hit a hard
Speaking
hard
of hard blokes.
Like me.
Ben Cunnington.
Speaking of hard blokes. Now, we've been saying that the Sam Doherty is the story of the year. Well, Ben Cunnington is not far behind him. So he's fought off cancer. You would know better than anyone, Jim. He is an absolute favourite, son. He's the heart and soul of Arden Street down there. And we saw the scenes today He's been named to take on Adelaide on Saturday afternoon. Now, surely that would lift the joint. Oh, what sort of effect would that have on the playing group?
Well, he's the most popular player there, in a sense of that heart and soul.
Yep.
And the journey he's been on, and to have to go down the chemotherapy path and come through that and play, it is wonderful.
Spot on.
I think he was getting treatment on Christmas Day. I mean, it's the summer.
He's loved by everyone.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, he's a star.
There's a bit of Josh Kennedy Perth about him.
And he doesn't say a whole lot.
No, he says bugger all. I think,
I've had one interview with him in about 10 years. Yeah. He runs away from like us. You. But as we're about to hear, Rabsy, he is a special person at the North Melbourne Footy Club.
The only thing I do want to say is, as a few of you probably know, I thought I loved my life outside of footy. I still do love my life outside of footy. you think you could probably finish up and be happy with that, but until it sort of gets taken away from you and you've got no control over it, you soon realise that you still love it. And I went through what I've had to go through, and without the support, I couldn't have got through. But I'm here now, hungry. I feel I've worked hard and in a position to hopefully help you boys out again. So, keen as ever.
If he kicks a goal, Jim.
Or everyone.
Well, the whole crowd. Yeah, they come from everywhere.
The whole footy
the
public.
The 57... people there from the crowd who will run onto
shut
the
up, Pat. Who are they playing again?
They're playing Adelaide over there on Saturday.
Yep. Oh, in Adelaide.
They've had a big week.
Yeah, bloody oath they have.
I'm there. Hey,
you're there.
I'm going to go and watch
you're watching.
I'm going to run onto the ground.
Oh, yeah?
And say, well done, Cunners.
Yeah, no, he's a star. Dyson Heppel.
Yeah, so Essendon back in the conversation, trying to re-sign their captain on a one-year deal. We know Gold Coast is keen with a playing coaching contract. That's as many as 4 years, so 2 years playing potentially and 2 years coaching. That's been the mooted deal. I think the query for Essendon is Dyson Heppel still in the Bombers' best 22. Yeah. I think they're sort of thinking he might play 6 or 10 games, but he's not a guaranteed selection each week. And Dyson Heppel may want to know that before he makes a decision. Remember that President Paul Brasher said that out of the supplement scandal, we've probably been a bit too soft on the playing group. We felt bad about all that happened. Well, this is the hard edge. They're making a hard call, not a romantic call on Dyson Heppel. And a bit to play out here. I feel like Essendon fans want him to stay, but yeah, no guarantees at this stage on him.
Kenny Hinkley.
Yes. Mm. So David Kosh says there's going to be some sort of change as they miss the finals for the second year.
He says a lot, Koshy.
In a row, he does. Now, I'm expecting Ken Hinkley to remain at Port Adelaide. I do think there'll be a bit of assistant coaching change, Jim and Bill. Whether Brent Montgomery's name has come up a bit at rival clubs. He's one who's keen to progress and maybe get a senior coaching role. So Brent Montgomery, I expect him to be on the move potentially, but I think your mate Camperdown, Ken.
Yes, stays there, does he?
Stays there, barring something unforeseen. Right. I think he remains there.
Just on coaches, Jay-Z, 10th of August at 4:48. I'm writing this down, going to put it in the
bookmarker.
Who coaches North Melbourne?
I think it's going to be Alistair Clarkson.
Righto.
The way it's looking, I think he rocked up to their game at Sydney. He's been calling his former lieutenants to try and put together an assistant coaching staff.
Who's the assistant he's ringing? Do you know?
He's good mates with Todd Viney.
Todd Viney, right?
Who's been out of been out of footy. He's got a little property up there in Mount Macedon Way.
Righto.
Could he be a Neil Baum figure at a new club?
Not you know, sure. I don't know, Todd.
He's sort of a beloved, you know.
No, I love him. I reckon he's great.
I'm told he's one of the
good culture fella. Yep.
All right. So, Alistair Clark. And what about the Giants? Who's going to coach the Giants at 4:49 now? We're just ticked over.
I think Adam Ooze.
The Ooze. The Albanian Flyer.
Who has done a great job with Melbourne's midfield, getting him to play a selfless brand of football. I think he's up to that job in his ears. Of course, they'd love to speak to, they'd love to have Alistair Clarkson. I think he's spoken to them 4 times, but I think that he'll go to North and potentially Adam Ooze.
Spike
McVay?
Yeah.
As the past month or so hasn't gone as well
last
as he would have liked.
Okay.
Yeah, they bounced back. I don't think he'll be the coach of GWS next year. Maybe they're hoping to keep him on in an assistant role.
All right.
But you never know, Bill.
Dead set legends. Fine. What are we getting ready for this weekend?
Ratings, Juggernaut.
Oh, no, Juggernaut, of course.
You stole
Scott Pendlebury. He was ours.
No,
you were coming on the Saturday Rub, which is the main show, then you got him in here and stole him from us.
The Collingwood captain, the big win on Friday night, the biggest win he's played in for some time, and he's looking at the two options. He said, are you going to hang out with you, Jongos, or we can come to the absolute ratings juggernaut that we are, Kath Lachlan and Lee Montagna, Saturday morning 10 to 12. We had a great chat. And can you believe that he was a state champion sprinter?
No.
Now, he is the slowest player in that Collingwood midfield by a long way.
Jay-Z.
You play basketball.
That's like saying to someone, you can either be on Broadway or you can go to Cleveland, Ohio and play in a high school musical.
That's where LeBron James went.
He chose the high school musical.
And I hear that the ratings soared, tripled.
No, so. When he was on with us, yes, did, on the phone. How's Joey going?
I heard he didn't give you blokes much. He gave us the go.
No.
And gave you much. He's going good. I love his game plan analysis and his theories, philosophies.
He knows a bit, doesn't he?
He's always
good. Would he go into coaching, Joey Montana?
No, I think he's going all right.
A club called him. Has he told you about that?
No, but it wouldn't surprise me.
A club called him last year and said you would be interested. That's how much his stocks are soaring, Lee Montana. So
I like it, Jay-Z.
Yep.
Thanks for dropping in always.
Thank you. Keep it out there.
That's it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Not only is it not funny, it's also highly inappropriate. Hey, I know you're about to talk about where we're broadcasting Monday, but thanks to Paramount Plus, who sent us the biggest cake I've ever seen.
Huge.
They turned one.
1 year old, Jim.
Yep. This is the streaming giant we're talking about. So we thank them. If people are nice enough, like Sandwich Mama, to send us beautiful stuff to eat, then we say thank you. And Paramount Plus, I've never seen a bigger cake in all of my cake eating time.
Well done. Paramount Plus there. Now, speaking of San Remo.
Yes, we're going to be there on Monday. Thanks to our mates at Our Van RV for Australia's largest range of seascape caravans. Check out ourvanrv.com.au.
Family owned there. Don't worry about that. But the San Remo, I've been talking to Peter Williams there. Very, very excited. Let me tell you.
It's an N at the end of it.
San Remo. Yes. Very, very excited, Jim. It's a lovely pub there. We'll be there.
It gets a bit loose.
Yes. So
they do. He gets up on the table.
I think his missus does too, by the way. She loves it all. But we get there at 4. Oh, we'll be there before 4, Jim, but we'll do our show. We'll tell the joke. We'll have a couple of frothies after. It'll be fantastic. So we want everyone to get to the San Remo Hotel Monday the 15th of August, this coming Monday, and we'll have a bit of fun there. It'll be great. We've got some good giveaways too.
Yeah, prizes.
Yeah.
Three generations of the same family have owned the San Remo Hotel.
All Williamses.
All Williamses.
Wow.
So we're going to be there this Monday. Come along and say hello.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And, Thomas Carr.
Yes.
Right, another one. This one caught my eye, Jimmy boy.
Or Thomas. Just about to chat to Collingwood rising star Nathan Murphy.
Yes.
Sean and Ryan, dad and uncle, who we both know, and only just get the job done, both of them.
Exactly.
Think they're better, a lot sort of higher up the pecking order than they are, both of them.
And especially Ryan with his cricket.
And I'm hoping they're both listening.
Yes.
No, he's a good boy, Nath. Talking to him shortly. Feedback with Rosie. We talk about a brand new car that's been brought to us, a Torrey.
A Torrey.
It's been done up. Love that.
Run.
And then we'll finish off on a poor note with a bad joke. So that's what's coming up in the next hour.
Two good jokes, Jim. A bit of sport bouncing around on the net. Let me tell you, Jim. Castlemaine Toyota is celebrating the success of a local AFL football talent, Jack Ginnivan.
How's this a story?
Well, it's in the Midland Express, Jim. I read this. And I read all papers. Story? Because he's an ambassador for Castlemaine Toyota.
So?
They've given him a Hilux. Well done, Jack. Guess what? So he got in the car, his old man was in the other side, and he bought a dozen cans at the Cumberland, and they went for a drive around Castlemaine. They loved it.
How is that a story?
It's not a good story. He's an ambassador. Billy, he's going well, boy.
He would be one of probably 50 AFL players that have a car ambassadorship.
I know, but I like that's a good country one for Castlemaine, Jim.
Right.
Jordan Lewis had that one down in Warrnambool with the TV ad.
Yeah, he did.
Jack was driving around, he saw some cops, so he ducked.
Oh, my God.
What about this, Jimmy boy? The Denver Broncos. How do they go?
Well, they won the Super Bowl when I went and you went. Remember?
They've just been bought. They did. They had a horse come out onto the ground and flew around like Farlap.
That's it.
I couldn't believe it.
A Bronco.
Actually a Bronco.
Yeah. The quarterback, and they won when we were there.
That's right. It's just been bought by the Walmart, not Kmart, the Walmart store owner, Rob Walton and his family. How much do you reckon, Jim?
For the Denver Broncos. They go for a big ticket.
$4.65 billion.
Billion.
$4.65 billion, Jim.
Wow.
But you make your money, I suppose, when you sell them.
Sell them, yeah. Not as much as owners, but they are worth a lot of money.
You know who was also trying to buy it was Lewis Hamilton was in the
syndicate
to try and buy him there. Yes. So,
right.
And Condoleezza Rice was also trying to buy him.
I see.
Basketball, this is good news for the Opals, Jim. They're playing in the World Cup, the Women's World Cup in Sydney coming up.
Yes.
So there's all the names in there. Sarah Blixarves, the sister of Mark.
Yes.
And there's also Lauren Jackson, who will make her fifth World Cup appearance.
Amazing.
Lauren Jackson, as she hasn't played for, she's been playing down at Albury, Wodonga.
Wodonga and Albury.
And this very emotional when she was told she was playing for the Opals again.
You've been selected to represent the Opals at the World Cup, Lauren Jackson. It's not your first one, and hopefully it'll be a great one.
Wow, I can't. I don't know what to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's okay. Oh, God. It's an emotional time for you, but it shows just how much you care and. You've earned this.
Well done, Lauren.
Well,
there.
Levin Health Medicinal Cannabis.
Exactly,
she
Jim.
Started taking it, and she before she did, she couldn't bend over to pick a young child up.
Exactly right.
Now she's back playing at the highest level. It is an amazing thing.
She retired in 2016,
yep.
Jim.
Yep.
So that is good. Well done to Lauren there. We'll watch her with interest. That's about all I've got. Trent Bolt is actually not going to play for New Zealand anymore. That. He's the number one cricketer.
Ranked bowler in the world.
Ranked bowler in the world. He wants to play. I'll spend more time with the family.
Fair enough.
Got three boys. And wants to play a bit of domestic cricket.
I like it.
Good bowler, Trent Bolt.
Nath Murphy next from the Pies.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyway, that was it, Jim. Up next, not sure what we got. We'll just work on it during the ad break.
The Pies are flying 11 wins in a row, and we're joined by Nathan Murphy.
Our next guest is a Pies youngster who often goes full send.
Work his way through.
Oh, yeah.
Nick Riewoldt-esque. What an effort.
Oh.
Nathan Murphy, John O'Brien, Nick Riewoldt, courageous as they come. Before Collingwood takes on Sydney on Sunday, please welcome Nathan Murphy.
Here he is. Nathos, welcome to you.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Been good. Too long since we've spoken to you. We know your bloody stupid dad and your uncle, and we're going to get to all of that in just a second. But, geez, you'd be happy with not only the side, obviously, but your own form's been great.
Yeah, no, it's been good fun this year. It's nice to play some football. That's probably been my problem in the past. I keep getting injured, being the lanky guy I am, but that's all part of it. But, yeah, no, the success is making it a lot better, and it's enjoyable playing in wins, so hopefully we can have a few more.
What injuries have you had, Nath? Because you missed, what, 19-20? So what's been the problem there, mate?
I've dislocated a couple ankles now. Ooh. And also fractured my face, which it's already a pretty bunged up face, so that didn't really help it too much. But, just probably injuries, just my body saying I'm not ready for it just yet. So it's nice to play some consistent footy now, though.
And a cricket background, of course, very successful junior cricketer at not only Victoria but Australian representative as, I think, an under-16 or 15, 17, 19. So, as you would have found out, Naif, I say this all the time, much more difficult game to be good at.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely a tougher game, but I was going nowhere with it. Just mentally not tough enough for it, like yourself, James. So,
true.
Yeah, just couldn't handle it. But, it was good fun and good experience playing in the Oz team and meeting some famous cricketers, which was good. But, no good.
You had to make the choice then. So, why did you?
Who did you play with? Before we go there, when you were in the Aussies, who were you playing with?
I was playing with Will Sutherland, Jason Sanger, so a few of the boys coming through now. And I'm good mates with Will Pekowski, who's going all right, but he's got a pretty bung-up head as well. So a few of those boys, which was good fun. But, I'm very grateful for the cricket experience.
So you love footy more?
Yeah, it was always footy was always the sport I loved the most. It was probably, though, in year 10 when Robert Shaw told me at BGS, Brian and Grandma, just to stick to cricket because I wasn't going that well. So, I got some good feedback there. But, as always, footy was the sport I loved the most, but cricket was I was probably just better at. But that all turned in year 12.
Geez, you came through in an amazing draft, 2017. Andy Brayshaw, these are all from the Sandy Dragons, of course, which is where Nath played.
Yeah.
Andy and Hamish Brayshaw, Will Walker, Charlie Constable. But the
17 draft. Nath also had LDU, Cam Rayner, Adam Chera. It was a nuts draft.
Yeah, it was a serious draft. And, yeah, a lot of Sandy Dragons boys, which was good. And it was a great night for I was on the table with Schnee. So it was good to see him and Hamish go well. But, yeah, it was a serious draft. And very happy that I was a part of it and slid to 39 to a good club, which was handy.
Exactly. And apparently Shane Warne rang up Eddie when he was a president and said, you've got a beauty here. Did you know all about that, Nath?
Yeah, yeah. Eddie called me straight away telling myself that. So Warne's always looked after me, which has been nice. I'm good mates with his son. So
good.
It was nice to have that sort of backing from a big dog in Shane Warne. But, yeah, Eddie was all over it. He knew Dad pretty well, so it was all pretty funny.
We're going to get to your old man, don't worry, and your uncle, because they're both going to cop it, but that's not just yet. Hey, mate, you must be pinching yourself. 11 in a row. Rabs is a bloody Collingwood Nuffy. You should see him. He's got bloody firm downstairs. It's embarrassing. But you're flying, mate, and you're finding ways to win that are incredible.
Yeah, it's. I think there's one game in that 11 where we've won by more than 20 points, so... yeah, it's been a ride within itself, but we do prepare for these situations, so it's not really a fluke or anything. We train these situations, and you can see on the weekend the last 4 or 5 minutes we executed it probably the best we have in those 11 games. But yeah, we just know that our system will eventually break a team down if we can do it for longer, and there's just full trust within the team that everyone will execute their roles and that they don't have to do anything more. So it's pretty simple football, which I need because as soon as it gets too much for me, I'll probably crumble to pieces. But it's a pretty simple game at the moment, and it's very enjoyable off the back of that.
All right, we're going to talk Whiplash next, which is the cafe over there in Hawthorne, and also talk about the old man, my God.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And your car was parked out the front and you didn't come in.
Yeah.
And I got a ticket. Good. I got a bloody ticket.
Collingwood Footy Club have a massive game against Sydney this Sunday, and Nathan Murphy joins us.
Now, we go back a long way, the Murphys and the Brayshaws. Your old man, Sean, is one of my older brother Mark's best mates.
Right.
He did the cornice plastering Murph at my joint twice. And ended up with shit everywhere. And then when the invoice arrived, my God, how many O's did he put on the end?
He doesn't miss much, Dad. And I think that's why he gave the business away, because he wasn't very good at the plastering. So very stingy with his money, which unfortunately I think I might have that trade as well.
Did I hear he's moving down to Torquay?
Yeah, yeah. Him and Mum, we bought a house together probably 2 years ago now. And I like to tell him that I am the majority owner of that, so if he does piss me off, kick me out straight away.
He'd want to take the bloody sunscreen down with him.
he's preparing to buy a boogie board.
Oh, boogie board. Come on. Tell us about Whiplash. Nice little cafe there in Hawthorne.
Yeah. So there's about four of us footy boys in it, myself, Checkers, Cal Brown, and Ruffy, and we opened it probably about 3 or 4 months ago now, and it's going really well. We've had some good publicity from it, a lot of people, a lot of good feedback, unless they don't want to tell us the truth, but so far it's not so good. But the boys, I'm probably in there once every couple of weeks.
That's not enough. Who's the worker? There's normally one worker and one slacker.
Ruffy's probably the ball buster. He gets the hard stuff done. Cool. Checkers can't talk to anyone publicly because he's just hopeless with people. So we take it away from everyone, and then Cal will work for an hour and then he'll get to cleaning time and he'll piss off. So it's not a good combination.
No. Hey, now, got some feedback here. I've found some nice little stuff about our man Nathan Murphy here. You're a dancer as a kid and you like to wear a tutu when you're a young lad dancing around the lounge room.
This is, I can't deny it. I've got two older sisters and I am a chick pretty much at heart. I think my middle sister is the son that Dad had, but she's the son of the family. But, yeah, I used to do ballet with the girls and I want to deny it, but it's true.
And she taught you how to dance, and you've got a friend's dance, haven't you?
This is a stitch up, yeah. Been fine for dance plenty of money at the club, so I don't think it will ever go away. But yeah, we do have a friends dance, and it comes out every year, so it's pretty iconic at the moment.
And you're a mad Friends fan, of course.
Yeah, yeah, that gets played every day in the household.
That's it. Look at him. Oh, Nate, there you go, Nate.
Great song, but we're massive Friends fans, so it's good fun. It's nice pissing Dad off because he can't stand it, so yeah. We just on.
On with Dad. Hey, and also you're a cricketer, you're a wicket keeper, but also when you did bowl, you used to throw them.
Yeah, I used to throw them down in the APS, and the umpires are that bad that they didn't call anything. So I got away with it, and even when I tried to bounce kids, I think I threw it a bit more. So I got away with that, but it was good fun. It was nice getting away with it.
Is it true your old man, who was a dyed-in-the-wool saint all his life, they got belted by the Cats out at Waverley one day, and yeah. He got caught in the car park trying to get out, and he said, "You know what it? I'm not barracking for the Saints anymore. I'm moving to Geelong." Is that true?
It is. Yes, that is completely true. He is now mad Geelong.
Oh, good on him. That? I can't.
Changed in the car park at Waverley. Good on his him. Allegiance.
Well done.
Dad and brother nearly got rid of him after that, but that's a very true story, and he's mad Geelong, so he'll happily admit it.
That'd be mad Collingwood.
Too funny.
That'd be
supporting right, now he's Collingwood, yeah, of course, with his yeah. young bloke flying.
Yeah.
Hey, mate, you're going beautifully. Good luck for the rest of the season and maybe even yes. a double chance and a huge September ahead for the Maggies.
Thanks, boys. Yeah, looking forward to it. Appreciate it for having me on.
Well done, Nate.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well, just do you know what a tine is? The tines of a fork. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
What?
It's about 5:32.
Don't forget the Repco Supercars Championship will return to Victoria for the Penrite Oil Sandown Super Sprint 19th to the 21st of August. We've got a great prize around that event. Head to triplem.com.au. Show us what you have done to your car and Bill and Rosie's favourite entry. At the end of the week, we'll yes. score a weekend double pass, course car ride, grid walk, merchandise packs, all valued at $3,400, JB.
So, Hose, we spoke to you yesterday yes. about someone who was doing their ute up, an AZ, I think
one
it was.
Tonner, yep.
18 years.
Yeah, 18 years. Mm. And I said to you, all sorts of entrants will come forward. One of them has to be a Torrey, surely.
Guess what? It 3 a.m. this morning, Brian McGinty went stuff it. I heard them talking about it on the radio. I want to share my Tirana. It's a 1970. He's had it for 25 years. The thing I love about it the most, it's just got a beautiful gold paint on it. I rang him before. He bought it from an old lady in Jenbrook 25 years ago. He found it in the Trading Post.
In the Trading Post.
It was listed for $650.
And tell him he's dreaming.
A month later, he thought about it. A month later, it was still there. He drove from Watsonia or Reservoir, wherever he really? Was, to Jenbrook. And the old lady said, "Oh, yes, you can have it for the listed price of $450. And he handed over $500 and went, "Thank you very much."
Oh,
so he got it cheaper than he expected.
Nice.
It was in good nick. It was his daily driver until recently when he got this beautiful gold paint on
it. So that's not the original paint.
No, it was a cream colour.
See, I was thinking a hotted up Tirana, Jim.
Yeah, your old Horry Torrey.
Yes, that's what I was
your
thinking.
Your V8s go for big money now.
Oh, I know, but I haven't seen one for a long time.
No.
Anyway, this is a
nice.
Used
to race him, of course.
Church going. Yeah. Oh, he did. Church going. Well, Peter Brock drove.
Yeah, I think he did. No doubt. Well, Hose, that is a beautiful example. Are we putting that up online? Or?
Yes, sure. And you can also enter triplem.com.au if you want to go to the V8 Supercars at Sandown.
That's it.
Weekend double pass, course car ride, grid walk, merchandise packs, all valued at $3,400. Rosie will announce the winner on Friday for that event.
Right. So we want, that's a beautiful concourse example.
Mm.
Now I want to see one that's sickeningly been hotted up.
Yes.
Okay.
I want it jacked up at the back. I all want right. the big fat spoilers on it. I want spoilers.
Okay.
I want to see some of that action.
All right. What Shackle about one of those pin. Ones that does the, with the, what's that called?
The suspension.
Hydraulics.
Beautiful. I want to see some of that business before the week finishes.
TripleM.com.au to enter. Rosie's going to stick around. Got some feedback. Next on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Someone have hold of your pills.
No, they didn't drop for a while. They're up there.
Rosie Walton has stuck around.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With
Aussie Supermole
Rosie Walton.
I love that.
Bill and I aren't speaking too well.
No.
Because we're eating lollies from Sandwich Mama.
Oh, yes.
And Sweet Mama.
I know.
Mary.
Mary.
So Sweet Mama Mary, she sent us a whole lot of sandwiches, and Bill and I have focused harder on the lollies.
Yeah, we have.
And they're absolutely beautiful. But check them out. Sweet. What is it?
Sandwich Mama. Instagram, Sandwich Mama AU.
Sandwich Mama. Very, very cool.
I love a point sandwich more than life itself.
I know. You have been tucking
a little bit of ham and pickle.
I like it.
Cannot beat it. Fresh bread, butter, ham, pickle.
Very
curried
nice.
Egg.
Feedback time.
That was Bill, I'd like to point out, in case anybody had any doubt, it was not me. The joke yesterday.
Oh, yes, please. I'm ready.
It was well received.
It was.
It was actually pretty good.
Well, it was well delivered for the first time ever.
Which has been pointed out by a few people. Vetted Dude says, there you have it. Give him sentences backwards and he'll say it word perfect. Yes.
Good point.
Not bad.
Ghetto Filth wrote, the bins are out. Early.
Early.
It's only August.
Early bins.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Blakey Grant says, brilliant. He then rolls out, I'll stand and detention.
That's it.
After nailing the dyslexic part.
Mm-hmm. There's something in there, isn't there?
Adrian Polisina says, he's back, but bins, there's a light, mate, because at one point you decided to dance to the lights that you thought was a camera.
He thought it was a camera.
Dance.
Yeah, that's it.
South Australian.
I'm not from South Australia, but I speak proper.
Yeah, that's it.
You do you? Righto. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Singers95 says, finally, bins spits out something good. Had been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Oral Man says another ace joke. O-double-R-E-L-L. Don't do that with your mouth.
Oh, my God. It's just hideous.
Five cameras in here, Bill. Yeah, I know.
That's not a camera.
What is wrong with him?
There's one there.
Yep.
Okay. Dane the Pain said, two rippers in a week for Anthony William. Good to see him up and about before September. Yes. So I think people have noticed that you're actually doing okay.
That's it.
But he doesn't get up and about in September.
Yeah, he falls
the
off.
Opposite.
I know.
He falls away badly.
It's when I was at my best playing footy.
No, you weren't. Mm. If you look at the record, not really.
Have a look at the finals record.
Yeah, not great.
Mm. Raps?
Mm.
It's decent.
No. Ah, thank you.
Oh, what?
It actually is decent.
Not decent.
Not grand finals, but everything else around that.
Okay.
Whereas moi.
Oh my goodness. We're not counting that.
My goodness, hose. Keep going.
That's all right. Atil has sent us a message. Hi, Rosemary. I don't know how if I spelt your name right. Sorry if I haven't. You didn't, but that's fine.
Oh. Yes.
But can one of your tech savvy guys replace this jockey with Bill's photo and post it? So he's talking about the ad that Shaq O'Neill is in Points Bet. There's a jockey on a horse.
Yeah.
He wants to see, probably Ethan would be that techie savvy guy that he's talking about. Since he's meeting Shaq, it'll be awesome. I think nude will be great.
Oh, no. Xavier Ellis style.
No.
So Ethan's challenge is to find you nude somehow and put you on a jockey's body.
Just have a look at Munich.
No, there's another one that I came in on.
Wrecking ball.
Mm. Oh, no. I saw it the other day. It is the worst photo I have ever seen.
All right, well.
Me nude
of
on
himself.
A wreck.
Of anyone?
Of anyone. Of anyone.
Of the whole
on
internet.
A wrecking ball. Terrible, Bill. Why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
Money.
Oh, yeah. Money.
How much?
Thousands. It was a footy show.
It wouldn't have been enough. I remember it. It was horrendous.
It was
They had
horrendous.
To clear the set.
Yeah.
They didn't want anyone to see it.
Good. Mm. Well, we might be seeing it on our Instagram later. Luke Fragiomini says, I have a joke. What does a deaf gynecologist... I won't be reading that one.
See, I get that one, but I don't go with it.
Mm. Well, I didn't go with it either.
Well, you were halfway through it.
Mick Mac has sent us a message. You were talking about theories yesterday, weird theories.
Weird theory.
Mick Mac reckons my theory is Bill gets paid by Cadinia Park to tell everyone how these shit lights are actually good.
No, they are good.
Well, he gets a petrol.
Rabs?
Petrol. No, card. You do get paid.
Yeah, you get a card for your
petrol. You pick up some jumpers the other week?
Yeah. Shh. Keep going, Rose.
I don't think Hawk knows you got a petrol card. So, Hawk, if you're listening, the card Bill uses to get his petrol that you're paying for.
We got problems here.
Oh my God, just sign off now.
Sign off, Hose.
I'm done.
Oh,
Bill's joke still to come. It's the rush hour.
I'd love Hawk to walk down to the chief financial officer and go, am I right in hearing that Bill still has a petrol card from this club? Mm. Cease it immediately.
I don't get paid anything else.
Oh, don't you?
No,
but you don't do anything.
To do what? Yeah.
Well, I do a lot of stuff.
To pivot.
Brownless Stone
and
Clubs
podcast.
Coming up. Podcast.
Oh, yeah, podcast.
things I do for that club.
Where he was allegedly the only one from Geelong that could speak.
That's it.
Amazing.
Mm. Or was good looking.
Equally amazing.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Don't forget, straight after us on Triple M Melbourne, it is the midweek rub with Joey, Damo, Daisy and Duck. You can listen to it right now on the Listener app as well.
Yeah, also, Josh Kennedy, West Coast Eagles goal-kicking superstar, joins us tomorrow.
Ooh. So he's going to play at Northampton with Harry Taylor.
That's ridiculous. It's about 45 minutes north of Geraldton and has produced the most incredible number of AFL footballers for a very small place.
Well, Josh is going to play, Harry's going to play, and so is Mark Lacroix.
The Frenchman. Yep.
The Frenchman. Yep. The three of them, all from Northampton.
The families are all like Crippers from there.
Unbelievable.
It is quite extraordinary.
It is.
Because it's a tiny little joint.
Tiny little crayfish joint.
Yeah, it is.
Mm.
Yep. All right, there. I've not got a great level of confidence, I must admit. Because I reckon you fired every shot you had in the chamber yesterday.
Spot on.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Crime time jokes two. Jim.
What does that mean?
I've had a bit of trouble with the police. And the first one, Jim, was that I went to Coles the other day and I had my North Melbourne membership on the front seat, just sitting there, right? Locked the car up, went into Coles, come out, you wouldn't believe it, a broken window, and lying there were five North Melbourne memberships.
So there's a joke there somewhere. A crime joke you said you were going to tell.
Exactly. They'd smashed me window and put in another four,
So
Jim.
There's a joke. Oh, rabbits, get that shite off.
And someone broke into my house the other night. You wouldn't believe this either, Jim. I've had a bit of trouble, I'm telling you. Someone broke into my house and they pinched my limbo stick. Fair dinkum. How low can people go?
What's wrong with you two?
Well, it's actually funny. You got to chuck them.
What is wrong with you two?
You should have seen them walk out under the garage door.
If you pay to see a comedian at the Melbourne Comedy Festival and he serves that shit up, what are you doing? You're sitting in the crowd going, I've paid good money for this. Oh, look at
that. You'll cramp.
Another one for Anthony Williams.
Unlistenable.
Oh, how low can some people go, Tim?
Are you cramping?
No, I'm not. I'm just a bit sore after the limbo.
He's on his hands and knees going under the desk. What's wrong with you two? You're a half wit and you're a quarter wit. None of this is good.